the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the net, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Four of the Twin Valley League tournament in Onega. We got boys first as the first game just concluded for the girls semifinal. Clifton Clyde defeating Hanover 57-55, and the number one overall seed is on to the championship game. That'll be tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And we'll be broadcasting the other semifinal between Valley Heights and Centralia coming up. But now we have the Clifton Clyde boys taking on Axtell. Clifton Clyde also. They are the four seed. They were victorious a couple nights ago. They defeated Troy 60-51. And in that game, quite the shooting display by Colin Shaughnessy. 20 points for him. Knocking down 3 3-pointers in that win. It was a shooting display. Eli Barak's going to get hot in the second half as well, knocking down the big top jumpers for them. And the bench, he was also spectacular in that win. Once again, 60-51 was the win for Axtell back on Wednesday night. Now here on a Friday, temperatures are still cold, but the sun is out, so we got a little bit of meltage. Last night was pretty rough in terms of the weather. Had some snow about an inch here in Onega, but it was the wind that blew the snow all over the place, made it difficult to drive on the way back. Also, here was a little bit of a difficult drive yesterday, but much better driving conditions today, and we have a full-packed house on both courts. And speaking of both courts, the other courts, the South Gym, we had a final score there. Axtell girls falling 46-26 to Frankfurt, so it'll be the Wildcats in the fifth-place game coming up tomorrow, and we'll see if Donovan West can get to the fifth-place game as they take on Lynn. That game will be at 5:30. As all the games being moved up 1 hour, as this game here in front of us was supposed to start at 3, but now being moved up to 4 with the weather. And that, I think, was a good call. Allowed the roads to melt a little bit more and get everybody here safely. And here we go, about to get this one underway in about a little over 10 minutes. And let's tip off. Looking at some of the other games going on in the area. In the Burlington Invite, Sabetha boys and Silver Lake boys at 5:05 p.m. Those two teams will square off in a few days also in a regular season matchup on the 27th. And also, Rossville versus Jefferson County North, that's in the Oskaloosa Invitational. That'll be on KAIR tonight at 6 o'clock. Losers bracket, Oskaloosa St. Mary's Academy in Oskaloosa as well. Horton Care Paravel, that one is in McLeod, the number one seed, Horton boys, trying to keep going in that tournament. Riverside McLeod on the loser side of that bracket. Centralia Hanover, Duncan West Valley Heights, of course. And then Valley Falls, Pair of the Compton, also on KAIR. That's at 7:30. Jefferson West and ACCHS on the loser's bracket. They're in McLeod, in Oskaloosa as well. Royal Valley in the Panther Classic, they're taking on Wabunsee at 8 o'clock. And then Pleasant Ridge, Morehelman Academy, the other semifinal in McLeod at 8:15, when that one will tip off. Let's go ahead and step aside for a few minutes. We'll talk about the girls' schedule coming up in a bit, and we'll break down this one in front of us coming up next here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners, safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, about to get the first semifinal on the boys' side underway. Jared Slubby back with you here in Onega. Should be Axtell and Clifton Clyde. Number 4 seed, Axtell and Clifton Clyde. About to get underway here at about 5 minutes or so. Coming off that 60-51 victory that was on Wednesday. All right. The girls stay forth today around the area. Talked about the, of course, the games going on already that have already finalized. Hanover losing to Clifton Clyde 57-55. So Hanover is in the third place game, Clifton Clyde in a championship. Into the consolation semifinal, Frankfurt defeated Axtell 46-26. Also, have an update for you between Holston and Butter Sprint. For you. 21-8, Bonner Springs leading Holton in that half. All elsewhere, Pleasant Ridge versus Riverside. That is at the McLeod invite. That is the 1-4 in the semifinal. And in the consolation semifinal, McLeod taking on Horton. Care Paravel will take on Morehill Man Academy at 5:15. That will be on the bottom of the bracket in that tournament. And also we have, how about a Big 7 regular season game, a league game between Pair of the Comps and Hiawatha? That will be on the Hiawatha channel at FNCSports.net. And also another non-league game that is a regular season non-tournament battle between Nemaha Central and Marysville. Lynn is going to take on Donovan West in the other gym. That will be at 5:30, consolation semifinal, and then the championship semifinal, Centralia Valley Heights. We'll be broadcasting that one at approximately 5:30. And then the Panther Classic, Royal Valley taking on Waubunsee at 6:30. And then in the Burlington invite, Sabetha, the 8th seed, taking on Burlington at 6:40 later this evening. And again, for all of you, scores, results, schedules, brackets, and everything you need to know, be sure to go to our website, sports.net. Also got some wrestling going on throughout the area as well. And then tomorrow, we'll continue as our schedule of who we'll be covering in this tournament tomorrow. That will be several girls' championship. That is for certain at 6 o'clock between Valley Heights or versus the Clyde. That one should be a fun one. Axtell trying to get their way back to the tournament a year ago. Can they repeat? We'll find out here in a few minutes. And speaking of, we'll take a break. We'll come back in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment.
One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, Cliff and Clyde and Axe about to get underway here in just in Hoot. And this one is Axe still warming up. On a 6'3 senior, number 11, 5'11 senior, Quinn Steinbrock.
Can you text?
Junior Jack Sashi, number 10.
Prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters. plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Apologies for the technical difficulties. There's a tip-off, and we are underway. Axel wins the tip, starting off with the starters for Axel. Eli Brockstrom, Wyatt Detweiler, Brandon Schmelzley, Grady, and Grant Busing. As for Clifton Clyde, they're going with Drayden Reed, Trent Long, Coy Steinbrock, Jack Scotchy, and Oliver Nobert. Smoking is free, take it away. Nobert turning to go coast-to-coast over Schmelzley. Shot no good, short on the layup, and it's saved by Scotchy, but into the hands of the Eagles. Brockstrom looks to push down the middle of the left side layup. That one is no good as well. Rebound for Drayden Reed. Reed looking to push up the far side for Scotchney. He kicks it back to Reed. A floater off the glass and through. Drayden Reed, Jack Scotchney, Trent Long, one of the best trios in all of basketball in the state of Kansas. They are phenomenal as a trio. Up the far side for Brandon Schmelzley to the corner. 2-0 in favor of Clifton Clyde. Battle of the Eagles here in the semifinals CBL tournament. Schmelzley with the catch. Just to the right of the top of the key. Bounce pass. Now go to the near side wing for Grant Busing. Bounce pass by post. Brockstrom drives right from the near elbow and lays it up and in. And Eli Brockstrom gets Axel on the board for the first time. We are tied 2-2. Both teams quick pace to start things off. Here's Trent Long with the basketball for the first time today. He'll go to his left and set the play. He'll hand it off far side for Coy Steinbrock. Give his back to the far side. Long loses it, tips in the air, and thrown away. Schmelzley is going to go up, and he'll try to dunk it, but he lays it up and in. And he'll get the two, and it is 4-2 in favor of Axel. Jack Scotchney, 16.1 points per game. Trent Long, 15.9 points per game. Two of the top scorers in the entire state, regardless of classification, inside the top 25 in scoring. Driving right side, off the glass, no good. Long claiming he got hit in the face. Not going to get the call, though. By the way, Drayden Reed, he averages 2.4 blocks per game. Here's a turnover by Grant Busing, picked up by Coy Steinbrock, and a timeout is called by Justin Steinbrock of Clifton Clyde. And we'll go ahead and take the timeout as well and take a break for 60 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
4-2 Axel lead early on. 5:40 to go, opening quarter. Justin Steinbrock wanting to talk things over with his team early. The official talking with Steinbrock, the son of head coach Justin Steinbrock, Coy on the far side. Now he lets him inbound it. We're back underway. Crossover dribble for Trent Long, hand off near side wing. Gives it to the top of the key for Scotchney. Drive, kick, three ball for Long is short, ironically. Rebound in favor of Grady Busing of Axel. Brockstrom brings it up near side to the wing. Clifton Clyde in a man-to-man defense. Pass deflected out of bounds. Nice hands. Coy Steinbrock anticipating for that pass to the far side corner for Wyatt Detweiler. First substitution of the game, it's Logan Salmon. Mentioned he gave the team valuable minutes in Axel's 60-51 win on Wednesday night against Troy in the quarterfinal matchup. Inbound is to Grady Busing. He'll hand it off to Schmelzley. He's in trouble. Hands it off to Brockstrom. He started his feet close to travel. Detweiler had it poked away by Long with the reach in. And Trent Long picks up the first foul of the ballgame. I'd like to thank today's sponsors. M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College for making today's broadcast possible. 5:08 to go, opening quarter, 4-2 Axel. On the inbound, underneath the basket, Grady Busing. Nice find, a layup and in. On the assist from Brandon Schmelzley, and Grady Busing makes it 6-2 Axel. Axel was in a similar situation last year, and Schmelzley forced Scotchney to fall over. Nothing was called. Now we reach in against Sandman. And that will be the first team foul against Axel. Axel was the 4 seed last year. Of course, as mentioned, they won the whole thing. Long goes to his right, gets a screen from Nobert. Far side wing for Scotchney. Stop the key. Catch for Seinbrock. No look pass near side. Nobert. Short corner, drives on Sandman, and he's fouled going up, and that will be two quick fouls by Logan Sandman. So after coming in for maybe not even a minute of playing time, he's going to have to most likely exit with two personal fouls. Two free throws for Oliver Nobert. First one on its way. That one's no good for the Southpaw. And they are going to do a late substitution, and they'll bring in Gavin Shaughnessy for the first time this afternoon. Gavin, a 6-foot junior. Second try for Nobert is good. So Nobert goes 1-for-2 and 6-3 in favor of Axel. And a substitution for Clifton Clyde. They bring in Peyton Fahey. The press brought on by Clifton Clyde, his own press. And they just do get it across half court, far side. Schmelz with it. 4.5 to go, first quarter. No look pass near side for Broxterman. Grady Busing posting up down low on Drayden Reed. He'll drive all the way to the basket, layup it in for Eli Broxterman. With his left, went from the near side to the far side. And Broxterman, after a slow start on Wednesday night, he picked it up in the second half. He's got a quick start here. He's got 4. As Fahey picks up the personal. And that one is good. First free throw attempt of the game for Axel. And it's 9-3. Clifton, or beg your pardon, sorry, 9-3 Axel. Yeah, I can't say Eagles, but of course both teams are the Eagles. Trent Long is going to take it himself all the way in the lane. He shot up no good. Terrific defense. Shot over a couple defenders. Roxman hands it off to Schmelzley. Drives left. Stops the elbow on the near side. Kicks to the near side corner to Detweiler. As Axel goes left to right across the radio dial, Clifton Clyde doing the opposite, and that's going to be 5 seconds of defense up on pressure for Drayden Reed that forces the turnover on Wyatt Detweiler. And after that 5 second call, it'll be Clifton Clyde basketball. Chance for them to get back within one possession if they can knock down a 3-pointer, which they have not done yet today. Only one field goal make so far for the number 1 seed. Drive and kick. Scotchney, left-hand drive. In the lane. Shot of a Broxman is good. Not very good defense that time by Axel. And their leading scorer is able to get his first basket of the game. Inbound was deflected out of bounds by Drayden Reed as Axel continues to fight against the Clifton Clyde press. Now Clifton Clyde will back off. 3:30 to go. Opening quarter. 9-5 Axel. Near side wing catch for Wyatt Detweiler, the freshman. Dribbles to his left. Gives to Broxman. Junior small forward kicks to the near side corner. Schmelzley. How about pulling out 15 feet? Instead, kicks out to Detweiler. He'll try a 3 from the near side corner. That misses everything. Rebound by Fahey of Clifton Clyde. Now a chance to make it a one possession game. Long has it, far side wing. Signals for Fahey to clear out. And he does so. Comes to the near side corner. Drive right side. Long. From the wing. In the lane. Gets past his defender. And bad help side defense. Another layup and in. For Trent Long, actually, this is his first basket of the day. Now a whistle and one. Nice feed inside for Brandon Schmelzley. The two Brandon Schmelzley. And they quickly come back. After giving up the basket, makes it 11-7. That foul goes against Drayden Reed, his first, team's third. Free throw on its way is good. And Schmelzley has 5. Back to a 5-point lead for Axel. Long pass to the near side wing to Steinbrock. Gets a screen by Reed. Pass to the far side wing to Fahey. Now into the corner for Long. Defended by Detweiler. Dribbles to the wing. Now he curls and goes towards the basket, lays it up and in. Defense thought that he was going to stop and kick it out. Instead, he goes back towards the basket, and Trent Long now with 4 points. It's 12-9. Entry pass to a cutting Schmelzley. Fumbled it, so he'll dribble it out to the perimeter. To Broxman, now to Detweiler, cutting across the paint. Into back, Schmelzley. He'll pull up, 13-footer, short. Tips, and into the hands of Drayden Reed. Scotchney is up to Fahey on the near side wing. Or for the interior is Scotchney. Pick it out to the wing near side for Steinbrock. Looking inside, instead he'll dribble towards the middle and feed it to Drayden Reed. Far side wing, Long. Ball over his head, defended by Schmelzley. Good defense by Axel so far this possession. 1:45 to go first quarter, 12-9. Axel, three, to tie it, no good. Rebound, Brandon Schmelzley. The pass up ahead to Grady Bussing. That's too far wide of the mark, and it's stolen away by Drayden Reed. I let pass near side to Fahey, and all alone is Scotchney, and he'll lay it up and in. Jack Scotchney now with four. It's 12-11. Axel has had the lead for most of this first quarter. It's back to a one-point game. Grady Bussing, bounce pass at Wilder near side corner. Presented heavily by Steinbrock, gives it up. Gavin Shaughnessy now to Schmelzley, far side wing. Cutting across the paint is Detweiler from the far side block. One dribble, kicks it out. Schmelzley thought about the three, now goes to his left. Pulls up, 15-footer, no good, just to the left of the elbow. And a rebound by Scotchney. Keeping it himself, now gives up. Steinbrock's going to try a three, far side wing. Too strong, missing everything. And into the hands of Brandon Schmelzley. It was a good look, just wasn't able to put it on target. 50 seconds left here for Axel. Dribble to his left towards the middle. Out of Broxman, far side wing, defended by Steinbrock. He poked it out of his hand, and it'll stay with Axel. Oliver Nobert checking back in for Clifton Clyde and for Fahey. As the clock stops with 42.2. Schmelzley, the inbounder. Box formation on the inbound on the far sideline at the wing. Inbound goes to the far side corner. Detweiler, he has it poked away from him by Steinbrock. Terrific active hands by Koy Steinbrock. And he'll do it again. This time from the corner, inbound to Detweiler. Far side wing with a catch. Cool dribbles, middle, hands it back to Broxman. Jump stop. Pulls up. 8-footer, short. Rebound by Nobert of Clifton Clyde. 30 seconds left. Driving left is Long. Bumped by Detweiler. Shot over him. No good. Good defense by the freshman for Axel. Rebound Schmelzley. 20 seconds left for Axel. Detweiler with a catch. Far side wing. Back to Schmelzley. Top of the key. 15 seconds left. Far side wing, Broxman. He now has 10. Hands it off to your side. Schmelzley. 7 seconds for him. Broxman gets it back with 5 seconds. Drive. Jump stop. In the lane. Shot off the glass. Good and one with 3.2 seconds left. And Eli Broxman has 6 points in the opening quarter. That foul goes against Drayden Reed. That's his second. 3.2 seconds left in the quarter. Chance to make this a two-possession game once again. He does just that as it bounced off the rim 3 times. It's 15-11. 3 seconds left for Clifton Clyde. Long has hooked free. Chance for Broxman at the buzzer. No good. Oh, my goodness. What a terrific way to end the quarter for Axel, as they lead it 15-11. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Gansaland Radio.
After one quarter of action, it's Axel 15, Clifton Clyde 11. 7 points already for Eli Broxman. And six more for, I think that five more for Brandon Schmelzley. And two for Grady Bussing. Well, actually, correction. Broxman has 8 points. He went 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So 8 for Eli Broxman, 5 for Schmelzley, and 2 for Brady Blissing. And we're back underway. And that's 4 for Clifton Clyde, 4 points for Trent Long, and 4 for Jack Scotchney, 2 for Reed, and 1 for Nover. Clifton Clyde with the ball to start out this second quarter. Far side wing catch for Coy Steinbrock. Cross-court pass near side, Trent Long. Got about the 3 as Axel falls into a 2-3 zone after playing man-to-man in the first quarter. High post catch near side, Scotchney kicks it out. Long got about the 3, now drives after a double team comes out to surround him. Nice cut to the basket for Steinbrock. Makes the catch. Can't get the shot to go, though, from straight away from 3 feet. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Clyde. So we're already nearly 30 seconds into this second quarter. Scotchney the inbounder. Long gets the inbound underneath the basket from the far side block. Shut over a great Bussing, and it's poked free by Brandon Schmelzley. He gets the rebound. Axel with their first possession of the second quarter. Jason Kynan's group up 15-11. Far side wing catch, Broxman. Grant Bussing flashes high to make the catch. He'll get it up to Schmelzley. Double dribble to his left. Now gets it to his right to Brady Bussing. And back to Schmelzley. Thought about a heat check three, instead holds on to it. Far side wing with it. Now it's Broxman. 1 minute gone in this second quarter. Drive middle. Broxman in the lane. Scoop shot glass. No good. Tips up in the air. Whistle and a foul against Axel on the rebound. That one's going to go against Grady Bussing. That is the first foul from someone not named Logan Salmon for Axel. He picked up 2 fouls quickly in the span of about a minute of game time. Steinbrock brings up the far side. He'll give it up to the wing to Nobert. Dribble towards the middle. Out along to the near side wing. Open look for 3. And this side for Coy Steinbrock, and he knocks it through. First 3-pointer of the game for Clifton Clyde. Makes it 15-14. Between the leg dribble, Broxman has it stripped by Trent Long on the floor. Brady Bussing has it. And a couple of Clifton Clyde players converge while he's on the floor. It's a jump ball. And he'll stay with Axel. Two teams playing for the right to play in a championship game tomorrow night at 7:30. 3 ball off the catch for Eli Broxman is off the right side, no good. Rebound for Jack Scotchney and Clifton Clyde. He'll bring it up himself to the near side wing to Steinbrock, and it's through his hands and out of bounds. A unforced error there for Clifton Clyde. Bidwater on the inbound, pass to the far side to Schmelzley. Gets a screen from Grant Bussing, dribbles to his right. In the lane, has an offensive foul as he pushed off on Oliver Nobert. And a good call and an easy call to make as Schmelzley picks up his first. Team second, 6:13 to go, second quarter, 15-14 Axel. Back to the near side wing to Trent Long. Bring it up across that court. Scotchney drives baseline. Stops the short corner, kick out, another 3. This time by Long is no good. Rebound Schmelzley of Axel. Brings up the near side. Junior gives it up to the other junior, Eli Broxman, and as he drives, it's out off of the ball. And a hold called against Coy Steinbrock, his first. Team's first as well. I'd like to thank our sponsors for making our broadcast possible today. Vendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wakeland Oil Company. Inbound goes to Grady Bussing, and here's a Nolik pass, and an alley-oop to Wyatt Detweiler from Eli Broxman. And Wyatt Detweiler with his first basket of the game. There's our first points for Axel of this second quarter. Forgot that Clifton Clyde had a 3-pointer from Coy Steinbrock in 17-14. Pass to the near side wing, Long, as Grady Bussing closes out. Dribbles back. The far side wing against the 2-3 zone once again for Axel as Detweiler comes out to come defend Coy Steinbrock from 30 feet away from the basket. Pass to the near side wing for Long. Now far side, nowhere. Looking inside, high post. Scotchney working down low, working is Luke Nobert, who checked into the game. Near side wing catch, couple dribbles from Steinbrock. Far side corner, Oliver Nobert. Cross court pass, skip pass near side, close out 3 ball. Coy Steinbrock trying to hit another one. That one's too strong. And offensive rebound by Scotchney. Reverse layup, good. Put that away from 2 Axel Eagles. And Scotchney now with 6. Clifton Clyde once again back within 1. Screen from Grant Bussing. Clifton Clyde wanting an offensive foul on it. Not going to get the call, though. Far side wing catch for Brandon Schmelzley. Dribbles to his right. He'll give it up to Detweiler. Pass near side. Now for Eli Broxman. from the wing. Grady Wissing now coming up the screen for him. Goes to his left. Just inside the perimeter. Pass out to Schmelzley, far side wing. Good defense from Clifton Clyde. But an defense breakdown here as Grady Wissing gets a look down low, and it rolls in. Nice find by Grant Wissing, finding his brother down low. One little tiny, mighty breakdown on the interior is all that caused. So it took for Axel to get a basket. A reach in for Brockstrom, poked it free from long momentarily. He gets it back, though. Boy Steinbrock dribbles middle from the near side wing. Now gives it to the near side wing to Oliver Noberg, who rotated over from the baseline. Bounce pass long. High post catch. Goshney dribbles to his right on Grant Wissing. Closed out. And that's a travel as Boy Steinbrock is going up to shoot it. And a fantastic closeout by Eli Brockstrom, and he had to try to dribble it, but man, can't do that as soon as you're up in the air. And it's a travel. .355 to go, second quarter, 19-16 our score, Axel with the lead. Bounce pass near side wing for Eli Brockstrom. Screen from Grimson goes to his left. Backdoor cut wide, Detweiler wide open, lays it up and in. Detweiler with 4 second quarter points, has 4 of the team's 6 points in this quarter, 21-16. Tied for the largest lead of the day. Near side wing, drive baseline, it's hooked free, and it's going to be a kick ball instead. Actually, correction, it was 9-3 on points, so not their largest lead of the day. Either way, Clifton Clyde. We'll have the ball underneath the basket. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Thank you to all of our amazing sponsors for making our broadcasts possible today, and also throughout the entire week as well. Jack Scotchney will be inbounding it, low formation. Trying to find somebody, he'll lob it up to the top of the key. To Steinbrock, to the near side wing, to Trent Long. Long back to Steinbrock. Axel's 2-3 zone has worked very well here in the second quarter. And back is to Long. Far side wing, catch, 3 ball on the way. That one is here from Oliver Nobert. He responds with the second 3 of the game. Makes it 21-19. Like Jason Tynan's call, going to the 2-3 zone, but they start getting hot from beyond the arc. They can go back to man as they did in the first half. And drive and score. Scoop shot off the glass for Wyatt Detweiler again. This time he drove it from the far side across the paint to the near side, landed up with his right hand and in. 23-19 Axel, 2:52 to go, second quarter. Steinbrock passed the near side, passed it to the official. But luckily for them, Oliver Nober came in and catched it before it went out of bounds. Drive Scotchney, he caught it from the high post, and he's fouled going up, and he'll get 2 free throws. Well, 2 free throws attempted from so far today. And the 13th foul against Axel, and the personal against Grant Bissing. First free throw for Scotchney is short. No good. Not happy with himself. After missing that one. Grady Bussing will check in for his brother, who come to the bench. One more try. That one is also no good. Rebound, Grady Bussing, and a foul against Clifton Clyde going the other way. That's against Luke Nobert. Scotchney comes up empty that time. It could have been a 2-point game instead. Still a 2 possession lead for Axel, 23-19 with 2:40 to go. Far side wing catch for Brandon Schmelzley as the screen goes to his right. Bounce pass near side wing as that screen made by Dalton Heinen, who checked into the game for the first time today for Axel. Pick and roll. Schmelzley lobs it in to Grady Bussing, who is just inside the 3-point line. Now get it out to Schmelzley. Dribbles to his right once. Now gives up his dribble. Pass far side to his left. Relay Brockstrom. Screen by Heinen. Goes to his right. Uses it. Pass far side corner. Schmelzley. Lob down low for Grady Bussing. Spinning to the inside on Nobert. Shot up too strong. Hits up in the air and a whistle and a foul against Axel on the rebound. Now it goes against Grady Bussing. That's his second. So Logan Salmon and Grady Bussing with 2 personal fouls apiece with 2:09 to go, second quarter. Here's side wing catch for Oliver Nobert. Gives the top of the key. Jab fake. Drive baseline. Nobert. Entry pass to Scotchney through a couple defenders and finds his hands, struggles to his right. Shut up, no good, but he's fouled. And 2 more free throws coming up for Scotchney. As that foul is the 15th foul and the second personal foul against Brandon Schmelzley. That is big. That first one is good. Final score, Bonner Springs defeating Holton Girls 39-25 in the Tonganoxie invite. Second free throw, no good off the right part of the rim, and tips out of bounds. It'll go to Axel. So Scotchney goes 1-for-2 this time at the line. missed opportunities for Clifton Clyde's leading scorer. But it's back to a one-possession lead for Axel, 23-20, 1:43 to go. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, BB Brothers Contractor, Cooking Company, and Hilltop Creation. Now an offensive foul, a push-off, and that one's going to go against Dalton Heinen, his first. And that will send Clifton Clyde to the free-throw line once again. Or is it? That should be free throws, but they're going to play on. That was the sixth team foul, but they're going to make Clifton Clyde play this out here. So officials missing it, everybody missing it. Three ball far side wing for Coy Steinbrock. No good. Put back, no good by Stochny. And the tip-in is up and in for Trent Long. So they do get 2 points out of the deal. And it's 23-22. Coming to his left is Detweiler. He's been on a tear here in this second quarter. He has 6 points, six of the 8 points from Axel here in this quarter. Schmelzy with it, dribbles to his left after the screen behind it. Jump stop from the far side elbow, lob down low for Detweiler. Looking for a wraparound pass, can't find it, so instead he'll go to the top of the key with Eli Broxman. He's back to Detweiler, whistle and a timeout called by Jason Heinen. 49.3 seconds left in the second quarter. It's a 30-second break. We'll take it as well here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
49.3 seconds left to clarify an offensive foul against Axel, and that would obviously not put them at the free throw line. So that is my apologies for that. But either way, Axel leads 23-22 with 48 seconds left, and they have the basketball. Far side wing catch for Brandon Schmelzy. Dribbles middle in the lane, trying to dunk it. He lays it up and in, though. That would have been a monster jam, but instead he finger rolls it. It's 25-22, and Schmelzy now with 7, his first points of the quarter. Logan Salmon in the game for Axel with 2 personal fouls. So to Schmelzy, giving up his dribble, Zilbert off the foot of Schmelzy, and it'll stay with Clifton Clyde on the far side wing. Grady Bussing also 2 personal fouls in the game. So risky for head coach Jason Tynan of Axel. 25 seconds for Clifton Clyde, pass near side wing. Steinbrock to Zilbert in the corner, dribbles towards the wing, gives up his dribble, double team, they'll kick it out to the top of the key for Long. Dribbles to his right, stop there, gives it to Steinbrock. Ball over his head, he'll give it back to Long. Those three working the perimeter and the zone offense. Skoczny in the interior. And same with Luke Novers. 3 seconds left. Long from the top of the key. Bounce pass. And for Skoczny, shot at the buzzer is no good, but a foul is called. And is that against Salmon? I think it is. Now be his third.
Not a good call.
So Logan Salmon, the 6'2 freshman, commits his third personal foul, and some free throws, some untimed free throws are coming up for Jack Skoczny, who is 1-for-4 from the free throw line so far today. Personal on its way. That one is good. Always found that free throws that are shot with nobody in the paint are the most difficult because you're all alone on an island, but he drains them both. So it'll be 25-24 at the half. Axel leading by 1. Let's take a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axel for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axel, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi-hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega is your halftime, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score, 25-24, Axtell. And what a fun first half this was. First quarter, it was Eli Brockstrom and Brendan Schmelzley accounting for 13 of the team's 15 points in the opening 8 minutes. They would leave Clifton Clyde 15-11 with Jack Scotchney and Trent Long getting 8 of the team's 11 points in the frame. And then in the second quarter, 3 points for Scotchney from the free throw line. He made a field goal as well. He has 9 points in the game. Get to those totals here in just a second. They would get back within one here at the half as Scotchney made a couple of free throws right before the break on some untimed free throws. Wyatt Detweiler, he made 6 of the team's 10 points in the second quarter as well, so he was kind of keeping the offense going himself. Eli Brockstrom was scoreless in that second quarter. All right, let's go through the individual totals for the first half, starting off with the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Jack Scotchney, as mentioned, 9 points, leading all scorers. He has 6 free throw attempts. He's only made 3 of them, trying to get that going. He started off 1-for-4, made his last 2. Also, 6 points for Trent Long and 4 from Oliver Nobert, a 3-pointer from Coy Steinbrock, and a 2-point basket from Drayden Reed in the first quarter. And as for Axel, leading the way in scoring is Eli Brockstrom still, despite, as mentioned, going scoreless in the second quarter. 8 points for him, 7 for Brandon Schmelzley, 6 for Detweiler, and 4 for Grady Bussing. Both teams spreading the ball well. Nobody really has been pouring on the offense. I guess they had, Wyatt Detweiler had a really good second quarter there. A good start to Brockstrom, but he cooled off. So nobody really taking over this game for either team. It should be interesting to see if there is somebody for either team that does that. But with the way these two teams play, that's not really what they expect. Both teams do love to spread the ball around and have a bunch of different really good scorers, as Axel averaging over 60 points a game. So they can have multiple different guys be on it at any given night. As mentioned, Scotchney, he averages 16 a game, 15 points a game as well for Drayden Reed. So they are, for Trent Long, beg your pardon, Drayden Reed, also a fantastic scorer inside. So they have some options. So it'll be interesting to see how the defenses will react in the second half. I expect both teams to be scoring a lot better than they are in the second half than they have been in the first half. But that will get to the expectations and keys to the second half coming up in just a bit. But for now, let's go ahead and step aside for 3 minutes and come back here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from net, online at highlandcc.edu, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Day four of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament off to a terrific start. 25-24 Axel leading Clifton Clyde at the half. Back here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, and online at highlandcc.edu. 9 points for Jack Scotchney, 8 points for Eli Brockstrom, two leading scorers for each of the teams. Now for your keys to the second half for Axtell. Defense has to be able to clog the middle a little bit better. They had a few of some of those easy baskets down low towards the end of the half. They go back to what happened and worked so well at the beginning of the second quarter of playing really good tight zone defense and force them to shoot some threes. Of course, Clifton Clyde did make those. A couple of them, but that's of course, a much higher percentage shots down low, and they were giving those up quite a bit towards the end of the half. And as for Clifton Clyde, for their defense, they've been allowing a lot of second-chance points, and they've also given up quite a few bunnies, mainly to Wyatt Detweiler there in the second quarter. So I think for both teams, key to the second half is clog the middle on defense. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Helena Agri-System, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Thanks to all of our incredible sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. And we're back underway. Clifton Clyde will start with the basketball. It's Trent Long going to the far side of wing. Now to Jack Scotchney, leading the team with 9 points. A couple of untimed free throws at the end of the half to give them a one-point deficit. In trouble, Steinbrocky's double teamed by Grant Bussing, or beg your pardon, Grady Bussing and Brandon Schmelsley. Give it to the high key, who is the top of the key. Get it right back. Pass that was really quick for Drayden Reed. He somehow caught it. That was a tough catch. And that looked like a travel, but it was not. Drive baseline along underneath the basket. Kick it out. Entry pass, blow up jumper left-handed. No good for Drayden Reed. Rebound, Smelsley on the run. Go up the far side. Nice hustle by Oliver Nobert to poke it free from behind. It was out of bounds. It'll stay with Axel. see what Clifton Clyde's defense will do here to start this third quarter. Lob it to the top of the key for Grant Bussing. One dribble to the right, gives up to Schmelzley. And looks like they are in a 2-3 zone here. Schmelzley, near side wing pass to Eli Brockstrom. Far side for Wyatt Detweiler. Had it poked out of his hands, and he gets it back. Detweiler gets it back. Mentioned how good he was in the second quarter. 6 points. Six of the team's 10 points in that frame. Hand off. Detweiler drives middle, hands it off. Brockstrom, a lob near side wing for Grady Bussing. He dribbles middle. Andre Reed kicks it out to Detweiler. All alone. Finish out the three, and then he drives right. Shot up. Pull up. Good. Beautiful teardrop shot by Wyatt Detweiler. Keeps his offense going. He has eight. Tied for the team lead. It's 27-24 Axel. 6.5 to go third quarter. I'd like to thank today's broadcast sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. Drayden Reed hands it off. Curling is Jack Scotchney. We'll get it right back after Bruce Lee giving up to Coy Steinbrock. Now give it to Nobert near side corner. Right back to Scotchney, driving against Schmelzley. He'll hand it off. Nobert being defended by Grant Bussing. Spin to the inside. Thought about pulling up, but holds on to it after spinning. Kick out to Nobert near side corner. Good defense from Axel's possession. Reached in by Schmelzley, poked up in the air. Good, still loose, picked up by Scotchney. Drive right side, and a whistle and a blocking foul. As Grady Bussing fell over, his feet got tangled up, and he bumped in to Jack Scotchney, who will shoot two free throws. And that will be three fouls against Grady Bussing. Him and Logan Sandman with three fouls each. That first free throw is good for Scotchney. He's now made three free throws in a row. Second one on its way. That one is good as well. He's now 5 of 8 from the free throw line. He has 11 points. It's 27-26, 5:50 to go third quarter. Detweiler pass to the top of the key. Dalton Heinen couldn't make the catch because he got reached in on, and a foul is called against Drayden Reed. That is his third. He's the only player on Clifton Clyde with multiple personal fouls. As Gavin Shaughnessy checks in for the first time this half. In for Grant Bussing. Brandon Schmelzley, the inbounder. Bounce pass to Gavin Shaughnessy. Is picked off, and a foul against Axel going the other way after Trent Long picked it off. That foul goes against Gavin Shaughnessy, his first. Team second. Scotchney brings it up against Branch Melsley. Meets him three-quarters court. Dribbles to his right to the wing, near side. Top of the key catch. His left is Steinbrock. Now Scotchney, top of the key. Stops to the elbow. The far side corner. Three ball by Steinbrock. That's too strong. Rebound by Detweiler. He's looking to push. Bringing it up himself. And gets reached in from behind by Trent Long. And that is going to be his second personal. Team second. We'd like to thank today's sponsors of our broadcast, Medina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wankland Oil Company. Huge thanks to all of our incredible sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. Turnaround jumper is good for Brandon Schmelzley on the inbound. And Schmelzley, with his first basket of the second half, he has 9. Drayden Reed gets past the defender. Pull jumper is good. Nice response by Drayden Reed. His second basket of all game. Back to a 1-point lead. Scotchney steals it on the press, and he's able to save it from going out of bounds to Long. He gets it back in the corner. Now back to Long. Wide open down low is Reed. A layup and in. And Clifton Clyde with their first lead since the very beginning of the ball game. It's 30-29. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Axel's lead at one point was 6. It was 9-3. Far side wing catch, driving right side and handing it off is Brockstrom to Wyatt Detweiler. Oh, wise, nice breakdown. Gavin Shaughnessy sees the crease. And he lays it up and in. Backdoor cut from the far side corner to the block, and he lays it up and in to give Axel the lead right back. Back and forth we go. Near side corner catch. Scotchney kicks it out. Reed thought about the three. Now jab sets the left, goes right. Kicks it out. Driving baseline is Long. Pushes off. A Detweiler offensive foul. He stole that too. Letting out a wail as he fell over. It was a push off, but like I said, Detweiler really stole it. That is Trent Long's third personal foul, his second of this quarter. There's 4:09 left to go in this third. Axel 31, Clifton Clyde 30. Detweiler is going to bring it across half court on the near side. It'll be met by Coy Steinbrock at half court. Roxerman now has it far side wing. Top of the key, catch for Gavin Shaughnessy. Jab step left, nice handoff. Down low to Dylan Heinen, who flashed across the paint. And got it and laid it up to his left. And Dylan Heinen, a big time for him to get his first basket of the ball game. It's 33-30. After they lost the lead, a 4-0 run, now back the other way. A handoff to Scotchney, misses the layup, and he's fouled going up. Or whistle, no, not a foul. It's going to be a jump ball. Scotchney bewildered at that call. Same with the Clifton-clad fans on the opposite side of the court. And a possession arrow goes to Axel. That's going to go down as a turnover, unfortunately, for Clifton Clyde. 3:39 to go, third quarter. The intensity has picked up here in the Onega North Gym. Near side wing catch for Detweiler. Flashing across the paint is Broxman, lays it up and in. He got past his man Steinbrock. And Broxman, with a scoop shot, his first basket since the first quarter, he has 10. It's 35-30. 6-0 run, Axel. Near side wing catch, Nobert drives left. Jump stop, kick out far side corner. Driving middle, stopping, kick out far side corner. As in the ball game is Brandon Cook. Beg your pardon, Broden Cook. And now 3 minutes to go in the quarter as they slow it up. Scotchney gives it up to Long. Near side wing for Nobert, drives middle. Drive, shot up, no good, but he's fouled. And I think they're going to get Gavin Shaughnessy with the body on that one. And they will. It'll be a second. And team's third with 2:52 to go. It was 30-29 Clifton Clyde, but a 6-0 run for Axel. And they snap that little skid with the first free throw going through for Oliver Nobert. He is now 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Second one's on its way. That one is good. Only two field goal makes in the quarter for Clifton Clyde, both by Drayton Reed, but they're back within three. It's 35-32 with 2:45 remaining in the third quarter. As for Axel, they have 10 points, five different players, the two-point basket. Here's Detweiler, pass near side wing to Broxerman. Detweiler now far side wing for Shaughnessy. Short corner catch for Dalton Heinen. In trouble, backdoor cut by Detweiler underneath the basket. Dribble is off the foot of Scotchney. He gets it back, and he's blocked from behind. It'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles, or actually, I should say Axel, as he's not happy with Eli Broxerman. I think he wanted him to come to the basketball. Inbound near side corner for Detweiler. He's all alone. He's going to try a three near side. Good! Puts the three in the air and knocks it home. Wyatt Detweiler with 11 points, all of them coming in the middle quarters. It's 37-32, and a whistle and a blocking foul, against Brandon Schmelzley. That'll be his third. So an 8-2 Axel run here. Driving kick, actually making a 9-2 run. And a three ball on the way by Steinbrock is good. Needed that one. That makes it 37-35. Steinbrock with the second three-pointer of the game. He has 6 points. 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. Far side wing catch for Broxerman. Now near side wing for Gavin Shaughnessy. Back to Detweiler, top of the key. Far side, Broxerman. High post catch Schmelzley on the far side elbow. Hands it back to Broxerman. Goes to his right. Now give it to Gavin Shaughnessy. Working around the perimeter, trying to find a crease in this Clifton Clyde zone. Bounce back, high post. Schmelzley turns around, hands it back. Detweiler dribbles to the middle. Terrific defense by Clifton Clyde here so far. Axel using patience, so entry pass down low to Hyannis is picked off. Steal from Broden Cook. Going the other way, chance for Clifton Clyde to tie it. Drive, left side, shot is good, and one! And we are tied. And Coy Steinbrock now has 5 points in the quarter, 8 on the ball game. That was a terrific move getting around the defender, and Shaughnessy picks up his third foul. As the free throw on its way is good. Much to the disliking of the Axel crowd here around me, it's 38-37 Clifton Clyde. Little 6-0 run. As we go back and forth, And it's terrific third quarter. Broxman, pass near side wing. Detweiler, entry pass, short corner. Dalton Heinen pass off the foot of Cook. Still to inbound it. From the near side underneath the basket, 42.1 seconds left. We'd like to thank our incredible sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. First National Bank of Frankfurt, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Heinen to the bench. Grant Bussing checks back in. Logan Sandman is in as well. Detweiler, near side corner for Schmelzley. Defended by Nobert, gives it to Broxman, near side wing, now top of the key catch for Sandman. Back to Broxman, near side, as they continue to operate against this Clifton Clyde zone. It's giving them some headaches the past few possessions, as Clifton Clyde is on a 6-0 run. They've retaken the lead. Drive left side, kick it out, and a whistle, and a foul on Clifton Clyde. So after a 9-2 run by Axel, an 8-1 run by Clifton Clyde since then. Bounce pass, far side to Bussing, it's picked off. Steinbrock the other way, he's fouled hard, and he will go to the line to shoot two. It's a good foul. Made sure that he was unable to make the shot, and Wyatt Detweiler picks up the personal. That'll be his first. It was 37-29 Axel. That was their largest lead of the game. First one is short for Coy Steinbrock. Second free throw attempt of the game. Made the end one earlier. Second one on its way. That one is good. So he goes 2 for 3 here on the ball game. And he has 7 points in this quarter. 10 on the ball game. It's 39-37 Clifton Clyde with 8 seconds left. Here's Schmelzley. He left to Broxman, top of the key with 4. Dribbles to his left. Fadeaway jumper along 2, and now it is good at the buzzer for Brandon Schmelzley, and we are tied. What a big-time basket at the end of the quarter for Brandon Schmelzley. 39-39 should be a fun one going into this final quarter. Stay with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in the fourth quarter, 39-39, our score, a fun one. Leading the way in scoring for Clifton Clyde, Jack Scotchney with 11. Coy Steinbrock has 10. He had 7 points in that third quarter. Oliver Nobert, Drayden Reed with 6 points apiece. Oh, and Trent Long as well. Go back underway. As for Clifton Clyde, 11 points for Brandon Schmelzley and Wyatt Detweiler. 10 points as well for Eli Broxerman. Clifton Clyde has the ball to start things out. Here's Cook with it between the legs dribble. He's on the near side with it with Long. High post catch. Scotchney. Dribble right. Gets past the defender. Good. Over. Brock, or over Schmelzley, excuse me. And Scotchney with 13. Poor weak side defense by Axel that time. And Clifton Clyde back up by 2. Near side and Salmon underhand pass to Grady Bussing. Kick it out to Schmelzley. Underhand pass by Taylor back to Schmelzley, and he's fouled. And Schmelzley would go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Brandon Schmelzley knocking down a big time 2-point basket at the buzzer. So first free throw for Brandon Schmelzley on its way and pure. Up until that point, I'd only attempted 1 free throw in this ball game. Axel has only attempted 4 as a team so far today. Second one is short. That's the first miss of the day for Axel. They are 4 for 5. Rebound Clifton Clyde. It's 41-40 in favor of the number 1 seed here in the CDL tournament in Clifton Clyde. Far side wing catch for Long. Dribbles towards the middle. Bounce pass. High post. Scotchney goes to work. In from the short corner, dribbles it backwards, hand it out to Steinbrock, drives left, kick it out, Scotchney, goes middle, slips and falls, and a whistle, and a travel. Grady Bussing, the inbounder, and Detweiler will bring it up. Chance for Axel to get their lead back. They had a 37-29 lead. And Clifton Clyde has been playing much better since that point. Detweiler from the near side corner. Give this to Salmon, top of the key. Near side wing for Schmelzley. Looks inside. Now I'll give it up to Broxman. Near side wing, Detweiler gets it back. Against the Clifton Clyde 2-3 zone that has really clamped down on Axel the past few minutes. Entry pass is thrown away by Scotchney. Jumped in front of Grady Bussing to take it away. Salmon forced it inside. And now Clifton Clyde open to extend their lead here. A little bit of push off. Not much, though. They say play on. Near side corner, Reed brings it towards the wing and will give it up to Cook from the top of the key. Doubles it twice. Kick it out. Axel also in a zone. Working the perimeter, driving left, kicking. Cook is going to try a three. That one's no good. Rebound, Reed. Second try for Clifton Clyde. Kick it out near side. Steinbrock's going to try a three. That's a long one. That's off the heel. No good. Another long rebound, far side corner for Clifton Clyde, this time from Trent Long. And head coach Justin Steinbrock calls out the play here. With 5:38 to play in the game. 41-40 Clifton Clyde. Long working from the Onega O at midcourt. Dribbles to his right. Presented by Detweiler, giving the corner to Cook. Now to Steinbrock, deep three, about 5 feet beyond the arc, and he drains it. Troy Steinbrock makes it 44-40. Their largest lead of the game, he has 13. Schmelzley, drive, kick, near side corner, three for Eli Broxman. That one is short, and Cook, a nice box out. And it's last out of bounds by Schmelzley. Fantastic box out by Broden Cook. The 5'8 junior helps Clifton Clyde get the ball back. Again, Clifton Clyde's largest lead of the game is right now, 44-40. 3 minutes gone here in this fourth quarter. Hand off, far side wing. Long, ball over his head, defended by Detweiler, now brings it towards midcourt. High post catch, Scotchney. Pick hand off to Long. He'll go to his right. Shot over a couple defenders. That's swatted out of there by Schmelzley. Saved by Salmon. Back to Schmelzley. Pass up ahead to Broxman up the near sideline. They don't have numbers, so let's slow it up. Now, Chesley streaking in a lane. Shot and a blocking foul. That is a good foul. Or, excuse me, a good call, beg your pardon. Scotchney started to fall over before he made contact. And that'll be his first personal foul. Chesley back to the free throw line. If Scotchney would have waited a half second longer, he might have gotten that call because he was set. The first free throw for Schmelzley is good. Axel has not made a field goal in this quarter yet. Second free throw on its way, and that one is no good. So he is 2-for-4 from the free throw line in this quarter. The others Axel only with 2 points in this quarter. Steinbrock handed off. Scotchney, top of the key catch for Cook. Jab step, he gets past the defender. And a nice deflection steal by Wyatt Detweiler. 4:16 to go. Axel with it. Drive middle. And Broxman loses it out of bounds, but they're going to say it was stripped out of bounds by Clifton Clyde. It'll stay with Axel. Oliver Nobert checking in for Drayden Reed. And Schmelzley will inbound it to be a stack formation on the inbound play. Inbound to Detweiler. Boy, Steinbrock wanted a piece of it. Not get any. Bounce pass to Broxman. 4:05 to go now. Near side wing catch. Schmelzley drives, gets around his defender. Floater, good. Rouse it home. First field goal of the quarter for Axel. He has 15. It's 44-43. Clifton Clyde has outscored Axel 5-4 in this quarter. Did not expect such a low scoring game in this one. But here we are. 3:40 to go. Hand off is to Cook. He'll drive left on Salmon. Jump stop near the elbow. Kick it out. Far side corner, Nobert. One dribble to the middle. Now gives it back to the middle. The top of the key with it. It's Trent Long. He dribbles to his right. Gives it up for Scotchney. Defended by Schmelzley. matchup we've been looking out on all day. Enter pass, near side block, shot by Long, it's blocked out of there. Wyatt Detweiler, Brandon Schmelzer converging. Rebound Axel, up the far side, chance for Axel Eagles to take the lead. Hypo sketch, Schmelzer pushed from behind by Broden Cook, and he picks up his first. The team's third with 3:11 to go. Schmelzer the inbounder, they'll do the same stack formation. Trying to find somebody to get it into, gets it to Detweiler. Dribbling from the half court O, gives the near side wing to Salmon. Now back to Detweiler, top of the key. Far side, Broxman. Schmelzer works the interior along with Grady Bussing. Schmelzer comes out to get it from the top of the key. One dribble, now gives up his dribble, pass far side, Broxman. Lob for Detweiler. Nobody who's really, I think, the target of that pass, but Detweiler happened to be there. He'll hand it back to Broxman. Drive baseline, Schmelzer meets the defender. That's short. Good defense on the help by Broden Cook. Long wanted a pass down low, and he does. And Steinbrock fumbles it, and he can't save it. It goes out of bounds. Steinbrock was wide open underneath, but Trent Long couldn't feed it to him. And a timeout is called by Clifton Clyde with 2:33 to go. A 30-second timeout. I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's broadcast, BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, and Hilltop Creations. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
Back here in the fourth quarter, 2:33 to go, 44-43. Axel with the ball. We'd like to thank our sponsors for today's broadcast, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Thanks to all our sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. Detweiler with the basketball, defended by Coy Steinbrock, behind the back dribble. Gives up his dribble, now gives to Broxman, entry pass. Far side, Schmelzer underneath the basket, tried to wrap it around to Grady Brookstein, goes off of somebody's foot. He wanted to kick ball, doesn't get it. Turnover to Clifton Clyde. Far side wing for Steinbrock. Defended by Logan Salmon. Now near side wing catch for Long. Corner for Reed. They're slowing it up. That's Clifton Clyde. His friends with the clock at the moment. Dribbling left. Scotchney pass deflected, or was it? They're going to say that wasn't touched by Salmon. It's out of bounds. Logan Salmon went out to deflect it, but he missed it and went out of bounds. It's 44-43. Axel gets it back. 1:52 to go in the ballgame. Schmelzer pass the near side wing. Detweiler, couple dribbles. Had an opportunity to three. Decides to hold on to it. Hypo sketch Schmelzer. Near side elbow. One dribble. Far side wing. Detweiler. Entry pass to Grady Bussing. Shot straight away. It's good. Grady Bissing puts Axel back up by one. It's 45-44 with 1:30 to go. And here we go. Strap in, folks. A fantastic finish set here in the North Gym. Here in Onega, TVL Tournament Boys Semifinal. 1:20 to go now. Long dribbles, gives it up. Scotchney, nice find down low for Nobert, who lays it up and in on the far side. And Oliver Nobert with his first field goal since the second quarter. He has 8 points. It's 46-45, Clifton Clyde. 1:08 to go. Taylor to the near side for Schmelzer from the wing. Out of Salmon. Top of the key. Pass far side, Broxman. Defended by Steinbrock. High post. Catch for Schmelzer and a reach in against Nobert. That's going to be his first and team's fourth. Meanwhile, Axel has not committed a personal foul in this fourth quarter. 1 minute exactly left to go and a timeout call by Jason Tynan and the Axel Eagles. 60-second break. We'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528. 3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KMZA.
46-45, Clifton Clyde leads Axel with 1 minute left in the ballgame. Axel with the basketball, inbounded underneath the basket on the near side. Detweiler doing the inbounding. Box formation. Detweiler looking for somebody to get open. And it'll be a baseball pass out to Broxman near half court. Clock starts to wind down, pass near side wing, catch for Detweiler. High post catch, Melsley, head fake, slides under it, shot up, no good, left side, gets his own rebound. Oh, tried to save it, he threw it off of Steinbrock, and it'll stay with Axel. Melsley fumbled the rebound, and he threw it off of Steinbrock. And Axel will have another inbound with 47.1 seconds left. Detweiler, the inbounder. Once again, finds Schmelzley from the block. Shut up. That's blocked out of there by Jack Skoczny. What a terrific defensive play by the 6'2 junior, Jack Skoczny. And now reach in from Brandon Schmelzley. He commits the personal with 37.7 seconds left. That is his fourth. Just the first foul of the half. They still have three more fouls to give. They got to do these quick. They're going to do a stack formation. Nobody is in the front court for Axel defending. Now pass it. That's tipped and thrown away by Wyatt Detweiler. 35 seconds left. That pass inside of Broxman. Lays it up and in. Axel retakes the lead after Detweiler gets the steal. He has 12 points. Now a whistle and a timeout call by Clifton Clyde. What a turn of events. With 37 seconds left, Wyatt Detweiler hits the steal on the inbound and finds the open Eli Broxman, who lays it up in, and he has 12. Axel up 47-46. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
23.9 seconds left. TVL Boys semifinal here on KMZA. What a dandy of a ball game this has turned out to be. Again, those who just missed it, Wyatt Detweiler with a steal on an inbound from Clifton Clyde. And a lay-in from Eli Broxman to take the lead, 47-46. Only one team foul on Axel. And that was huge that they got that steal. Because if Clifton Clyde got that inbound, they'd have to start fouling and continue to melt the clock. Here we go. Here's the inbound for Clifton Clyde. Goes to Reed. Straight Reed. With 20 seconds left, he's in trouble trying to just get across half court. Gets hit. It's a blocking foul. That's a good call. As Sandman tried to take a charge, but Scotchin got around it. And Sandman commits his fourth personal, and just the second team foul is mentioned, so we'll just have to inbound it. And Sandman will come to the bench. Gavin Shaughnessy checking in for Axel. 16.3 seconds left. Scotchin the inbounder, and now they're going to call another timeout. And so will we. And this will be 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Left, 47-46, Axel, the four seed leading top-seeded Clifton Clyde for the right to play in the TVL Tournament Championship. What a fun one this has been. You know, the difference in the ball game as of right now, a steal from Wyatt Detweiler and a lay-in from Eli Brockstrom as his lone basket of this quarter. Brockstrom started the first quarter with 8 points, 4 cents then. And Clifton Clyde in the backcourt. Josh needs inbound. And they'll get it in to Long. Cross half court to Reed. Far side corner, Steinbrock. 10 seconds. Pass near side short corner. Layup is good from Trent Long. He has 8 and 7.9 seconds left. Clifton Clyde back up by 1. A defensive breakdown for Axel. And another timeout. This will be a 60 second, but again, let's step aside for just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
48-47, Clifton Clyde, a go-ahead layup by Trent Long with 7.9 seconds left. And that was after Eli Brockstrom got a go-ahead layup with inside 30 seconds left after the steal by Wyatt Detweiler. What a fun this one has turned out to be, as we expected. Reminder, our Be Outdoors post-game show coming up next. Here's the inbound for Brockstrom. Gets it to Schmelzley. 5 seconds across half court. Dribbles to his left. Pass fake and a whistle and a timeout called by Jason Tynan with 2.6 seconds left. That was kind of a late timeout there by Coach Tynan. If he wanted to get across half court, he's got across half court with about 5 seconds left. But looks like they originally, I don't think that was the plan, though, to call it as soon as he stepped across half court. I think the plan was for Smelsley just to get a look right out of the gate, but he was stopped. Good defense by Clifton Clyde. And with 2.6 seconds left, timeout called by Coach Tynan. So as mentioned, our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up next, and then we'll have Valley Heights versus Centralia Girls, TVL Girls semifinal coming up next. And then to finish off our night, we'll have another TVL Boys semifinal between Hanover and Centralia. So this is going to be an inbound on the near sideline. The official making sure that the 60 seconds is what they need it to be, not a 30-second timeout. Looks like we are accurate in that area. So for Clifton Clyde, looks like they're going to be coming out of the huddle first. It'll be Skocny, Reed. I know it'll be Axel out of the huddle first, but it's Skocny, Reed, Steinbrock, Nobert, Long, and Nobert. I think we can get everybody in there, but inbound is for Detweiler, Schmelzley, Brockstrom, Salmon, and Bussing. And now another timeout. Another timeout is going to be called. And this is going to be a 60-second break, but we'll step aside for just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Hands away. 2.6 seconds left. TVL Boys semifinal. Clifton Clyde leads Axel 48-47. Axel will inbound on the near sideline. On the short side of the court, the chance to win it. Schmelzley, Brockstrom, Grady Bussing, Logan Salmon, Wyatt Detweiler in for Axel. Detweiler to inbound. Here we go. Detweiler gets it in. A lob to Schmelzley down low. Pass is to Rochman. Three at the buzzer. Got it! It is good! And Eli Rochman sends Axel to the championship. 50-48. Oh, my goodness. Schmelzley cut it to the far side short corner. He was falling away. He didn't have an angle to shoot it. So he fired the pass to the right at the top of the key, and Brockerman knocked down the triple to win it for the Axel Eagles. What a finish here in Onega. The Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is coming up next. Axel wins it 50-48 here on the NBC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here in Onega. Axel wins it 50-48 over Clifton Clyde here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Boy, what a way to start off the tournament here in day four. Back and forth affair. In the end, it's a game-winning buzzer beater from Eli Brockstrom that decides it. Kind of recapping how that final minute went. Axel trailed 46-45 with 37 seconds left. It looked like it was, wouldn't say over, but Axel had to foul three times in order to get Clifton Clyde to the free throw line. But a steal by Wyatt Detweiler and a layup by Eli Brockstrom puts them up 47-46. And Clifton Clyde went right back. He took a few seconds off the clock, and with 7.9 seconds left, Trent Long got to go ahead and lay up, make it 48-47. Now, of course, 2.6 seconds left. Eli Brockstrom makes the game winner, breaking down the whole play. Wyatt Detweiler had the inbound on the near side from the wing. He threw it into the far side on the right side of the court. in the short corner. It was a long pass. He was trying to get a lob, but it went too far. And as a result, Schmelzley, who was intended to make the catch and try to make a layup, he had to give it up. He was falling away to his right, out of bounds. He threw it, overhead pass, to Eli Brockstrom, who flashed from the near side wing, cut around the top of the key to the far side, made the catch, and knocked down the game winner to give Axel the victory and send them to the championship. Let's break down our individual scores for this one. Leading the way for Clifton Clyde in scoring with 13 points apiece was Coy Steinbrock and Jack Scotchney, and also 8 points apiece for Trent Long and Oliver Novert, and 6 points for Drayden Reed. As for Axel, 15 points apiece for Brennan Schmelzley and Eli Brockstrom, 11 points for Wyatt Detweiler, got all of his points in the two middle quarters, 6 points for Grady Bussing, 2 points apiece for Gavin Shaughnessy and Dalton Heinen. Now time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, and well, hard not to give it to Eli Brockstrom after knocking down the game-winning jumper. 15 points for him, 5 in the fourth quarter, 8 in the first quarter. He is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Axel wins it 50-48. They're on to the championship tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll be broadcasting that game right here on KMZA. Let's send it to a break. We'll come back here in a few minutes with the girls' semifinal between Centralia and Valley Heights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.